It's my view that gas and coal companies are spreading and expanding in Australia because the government lets them. The government supports them. The government subsidises them federally to the tune of about $12 billion a year to support fossil fuel industries. And I'm reading a terrific book right now by Sharon Munro. It's a book called Richland Wasteland. And she's gone and interviewed people who are impacted by the fossil fuel juggernaut all across Australia, mainly Queensland and New South Wales. And time after again, she tells these heartbreaking stories of farmers, some cases who have been on the land for generations, some of the richest farmland in the country. And we know that climate change is a threat to our food. We know that agricultural security is crucial. And the laws on the side of the coal companies, the laws on the side of the coal seam gas companies. Governments can just declare projects state significant, and then there you can't stop it. So there's the nexus between government and these businesses, which we have to break, I think, to get substantial change. And I mean, I think of course there are differences between Liberal and Labor, but there are not big enough differences to make a difference. The laws of physics and chemistry trump the laws of politics as usual, and we cannot accept business as usual or politics as usual any longer. And perhaps you might reason that if we had 100 years to deal with a climate change threat, then we might tactically decide to put off taking on some of the biggest and most powerful industries in Australia. If we had the time, we might say, let's take on other industries and we'll leave coal till later. But again, the actual science is narrowing our options. And what might have been considered smart tactical moves at one time in Australian politics become ways of not denying the problem, but denying some of the battles which we cannot put off any longer. We cannot put off this fight against fossil fuels. And I think that our movement, we have a very difficult task, but that is something which we can't shirk from. And of course, the future is a sunny and windy future. It is not a future where we're choking on fossil fuels.